London Student Radio, up and coming artists.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Allsop. It's 2 o'clock and you're listening to the latest new music show on London Student Radio. In today's show, we have an exclusive interview with the next big thing, Years and Years, as well as a chat with Radio 1's Phil Taggart discussing a new artist on his label, Hometown Records. We're also going to be speaking to O2 Academy Islington. But firstly, from singing in a shower to being nominated at the Brits, Years and Years are an up-and-coming London-based band with their latest single, Desire, climbing the charts. They are on the list of BBC Sound of 2015 and have over 50,000 likes on their Facebook page. Their video features Ben Whishaw, stage and screen star of James Bond and Paddington Bear. Here's what happened when our reporter, Andy Backhouse, caught up with the band synth player, Emery Turkman.
Mikey was at a house party and he met Ollie, who had just sort of come down to London. And he sort of started pestering Mikey to be in his band because he was the only person that he knew who was in a band. And Mikey was kind of reluctant, and he was like, I'm not sure that's going to work, man. But then the next morning, for some odd reason, Mikey stayed the night there. He probably got too drunk and spent the night on the sofa. And Ollie was in the shower, and he heard Ollie singing. Now, Ollie says that he was probably doing it on purpose. So when Mikey heard him singing from the corridor or whatever, I think he said, hey, you know, why don't you come to my house tomorrow for rehearsal?
It was a good thing he heard in the morning after and not the night when Mikey might have been drunk and might have thought he was better than he was. Do you have a vacancy spare? Because I want to join Years and Years as well, I'm not going to lie.
We've got a drummer now. We've got a drummer who goes on tour with us. And we're always looking to make the live side of our sound as live as it can possibly be, because on recording, we're very electronic and I play a lot of different things. And when you do it live, you can't do it all. We're trying to keep it as live as possible, hence the live drummer. And eventually, maybe we'll try and get some more musicians into, you know.
Emery, you're evading the question here. Can I join Years and Years? I might spontaneously break into song in the middle of this interview as my audition, if that's right. See, I'm loving your music, Years and Years, but my mum, who will be listening to this to make sure I don't swear, she wouldn't have heard your music before. So I was wondering, could you kind of describe Years and Years' music to my mum?
Without swearing.
Yes.
We try and make music that's from the heart, that's often quite bad, but also makes you want to dance and feel quite good about life. I would say a lot of it is music with soul that makes you feel good and sad at all at the same time. Kind of nerdy as well, I would say. Is that good enough or is that too random?
Nerdy? Why do you think it's nerdy?
Me and Mikey can often spend hours and hours nerding out over filters on a synthesizer or
hours and hours
things like that, you know.
It's a good thing it's not years and years.
Years and years, good one.
You're probably sick of talking about this, but it is pretty cool the amount of amazing guest stars you managed to reel into videos.
Well, on Reel we've got our friend Ben Whishaw, and then there's Nathan and Tuppence. Ollie's also used to be an actor, so he's met a lot of people along the way, and he was in a play called Peter and Alice. Ben Whishaw. We wanted to make music videos that told a story that had a narrative, and then that tried to capture the mood, rather than making music videos that just sort of simply looked good and had nothing else. We just think that if you have the opportunity to make a music video, it's like a privilege, and we just wanted to make a good one. And then we thought, who are the best people who can tell a story? And they're probably, you know, they're actors and they're friends.
What do you think of the pop music today, the pop music landscape that you're kind of going into? If you switched on the radio right now and you listen to whatever music was in the charts, whatever's playing on Radio 1, do you feel you'd be at home there? Or are you wanting to change it?
Hearing us on the radio was the first time where I thought, oh, okay, we kind of sound all right, actually. We don't sound out of place. We don't sound like we shouldn't be there. And it was a big moment for me. It was a big moment for us where we felt a bit of confidence in what we're doing, because we thought we don't sound out of place. Especially in the last few years, I think that it's getting quite exciting music. I think you can certainly hear a sound of music emerging that is very of its own time. Whereas before, I felt a lot of stuff was a bit sort of derivative and didn't really have its own identity. But you're seeing people making music. There's a lot of really awesome producers out there. And that's kind of what we want to do, which is basically keep our own identity, keep our sort of personality, but also make music that people can, that anyone hopefully could relate to.
With their new track, Desire. And now, straight from Radio 1, Phil Taggart chats with us about his new label, Hometown Records, along with all the exciting new talent he's got signed up to take the new year by storm.
I had set up Hometown Records in February of 2013. Me and my friend Johnny were talking about it for quite a while. He's like one of the first people I met when I came to London. And I'd always had the ambition of when I got my feet in the door at Radio 1 that I wanted to start my own record label. And we heard this band on SoundCloud that we were going to take a month's wages out of our like bank accounts and just put them out. The band turned out to be Royal Blood. They ended up signing with somebody else, but we thought, right, we've got a good ear for this. The guy who I set the label up manages Rhodes, so we put that out. Now we've got a guy called Spielberg that we're putting out, and there's a couple of things that are just about the ink that are very, very exciting, but I don't want to jinx them before everything is dried and everybody is happy and it's all official. It's going to be a very busy year for the label at the start of 2015.
Phil then went on to talk about Slacker Nights. This is a night out which first took place in Manchester. Phil has big ideas for the project, including a UK tour with London dates.
I did like the initial Slacker show in Manchester. At the beginning of October, I had like Jack Wob come and Melody come and myself and a couple of other DJs, DJs from Dutch Uncles and Meat Free. So it's just a kind of something that I'm putting on as a club night, because I have a massive sort of passion for dance music, and maybe that doesn't always come through the show. So I want to get out, I want to play with some of my favorite DJs. So like, I thought the easiest way to do this would be, instead of hoping to get on a bill, is to put the bill on myself, you know, book them and they will come. And yeah, so I'm doing that. I've got like a DJ side of it, but in the new year I'm hoping to take 3 new acts that I really love on tour throughout the country under the Slacker brand, but that's all in the works at the minute, and I'm sort of in negotiations with some of those artists that I can't talk about.
An artist who started their career with Hometown Records is Rhodes. Here's a clip from his single, Raise Your Love.
Just a young child's mind then. Always listening. I don't wanna learn your choices now. Too young to begin. It's always on my mind now. The world I adore. Caught up in the light now. It feels like a war. Feels like war. Raise your love, raise your love. Feels like a storm.
Listening to London Student Radio.
That was Raise Your Love, the title track of Rhodes' debut EP, as released on Phil's label, Hometown Records. And finally, London is the heart of new music, with many venues being famed for supporting emerging artists. We speak to Alex Irons from the O2 Islington. The venue has been entertaining crowds for over a decade and still sticks to its original intimate settings, giving better connection between artist and audience. So, Alex, you've been working for the venue for 3 months now. Tell me, what acts have you seen so far?
I've seen a couple of acts playing at the Islington. You've got bands like In Search of Sun, who are a metal band actually based in Harrow and have been for a long time. We had the 35th anniversary of the Cockney Rejects, who are a massive punk band, the other month. We also had bands like Orgy, who are a goth punk band, and this week we have Hacktivist, who are a kind of like a hardcore grind band, who are finishing their Download Freezes Over tour this week.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you've got a really good mix of old and new. Do you think the venue supports more new artists more than like it's noble returning older artists, would you say?
It depends on the promoters. The venue itself is there just to say, hey, we're a venue, we're going to put bands on. They will support old bands, new bands, any genre of artist, considering there are 2 venues in the building.
Really? And every time you see these acts, what are you, because you see most of them, what is the atmosphere you get from the gigs? Does it change band from band?
It does change from band to band. Most, you do get a high energy atmosphere depending on how many people are in the venue. We've had some sold out shows. Last week we had Amity Infliction, who sold out on Tuesday. They also had a band on tour with them called Napoleon, who are an up-and-coming hardcore band. They had a good crowd. I mean, it depends on the crowd. Most of the time you do get a lot of high-energy crowds, but sometimes if tickets don't sell out, it can be a bit quiet, and that's not necessarily a problem, but that crowds do tend to change from gig to gig.
Wow. And has there been any new acts you saw with no intention of actually kind of enjoying it, but just been sucked in thinking, wow, they're going to be good, they're going to be the next big thing? Any bands like that?
We have a 3-month event, which runs every 3 months, of course, where it's called Jar Music, where it promotes up-and-coming bands and artists who just want to come on and showcase their music and show themselves to a new audience.
Really? Any new acts coming up this week?
Like I said, we've got Hacktivist playing this week. It's quieting down now towards Christmas, so we don't really have that.
That's great. Thank you very much, Alex, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And I really hope you've been listening to us live at London Student Radio. And we'll be back same time next week. Again, I'm Sean Allsop, and I'll see you again with your new music fixture next week. See ya.
London Student Radio. Up and coming artists.